Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Oh my goodness, everybody's here. Look at this.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. We are here, and I do believe we are under attack this morning. So I need to warn you, Antoine, and you, Monica, because
right.
I don't know if you've noticed the warning signs throughout the building.
Warning.
But I have noticed the warning signs.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have. Okay. I went to go get a cup of coffee just
okay.
a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And this was not there during my first cup of coffee, but I did notice it during my second cup of coffee. The door that we have that's near our kitchen that
yeah.
employees enter.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else saw it, but some bird has killed itself by flying into the door and was plopped down right there on the ground, dead and gone.
And I walked through that door. I didn't see it.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see it.
It was just there.
I didn't see it.
It's over there, like Bird Box, that sort of thing.
Go over there.
It is over there, and it was not there earlier when I first got here this morning. So, you know, that warning sign number one.
Yes.
Maybe he just knocked out. He's just knocked out. We need to revive him.
And he got up and he flew away before Antoine got here. That's we're going to go with that. That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, man.
So I see this bird and think, oh, yikes. That's
not
unfortunate.
Good.
No, it's not.
No.
And so then I walk past that door
yep.
and I go into this other hallway that we have and the bathroom is there. And I was going to go into the men's room for
right.
a second to do men's room things.
Yeah.
And what is sitting on top of the door? A hornet.
Oh.
There's a hornet.
Whoa, ooh. That's scary.
That is not usual, and that is not regular.
No, you don't want to plop down on that.
No, it was sitting right on the top of the door, as if, you know where you would hang a lucky horseshoe?
Oh, yeah,
well, someone has hung a lucky hornet instead.
Well, maybe there is some kind of meaning behind it. A positive meaning. Maybe there's a positive meaning behind the hornet
that
on the
positively
door.
Under attack. That's
this,
exactly
you know,
what
nature's
it is.
Taken over.
Nature
had a party this weekend, and those two, you know, were kind of, they had too much to drink.
Is that what it is?
That's what it was. I don't know.
You know what probably happened is there was a big nature party here
uh-huh.
this weekend at the K92 Broadcast Palace. They were messing with everything. They got drunk.
Yep.
And a bird hooked up with a hornet.
Ooh.
You know, they were mashing a little
bit
of okay. potatoes.
That's a mix
yeah,
right there.
Sort of, oh, yeah, exactly. I know. And they were just like, hey, how you doing? And the hornet stung the bird and killed it. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Things
yeah.
got a
it
little
hurt.
Vigorous and uh-huh. just excited. And then you get a, whoa! And
yeah.
the next thing you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I killed you.
Well, dang.
Yeah. So
you
I don't know.
A lot this morning.
Something's going on. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it was 247,000 degrees this weekend and all the animals were just hot and crazy.
Yep. They
but,
put it in.
Yeah. I do believe we're under attack. So if I go back there now and I don't know, I see a bear in our office,
ooh.
I'm going to
just shut the door.
This is the part of the scary movie where you don't go back that way, Zach.
No.
You've seen two things. This is the part where if you go back a third time,
uh-uh.
you don't come
no,
back.
No, I'm going back. I'm going to
no!
I'm going to be the idiot in the horror movie. I'm going to go back and I'm going to do things like this. Hey guys, is anybody there? Who
yep.
is it?
Nope.
They love doing that, going back to
uh-huh.
investigate.
Uh-huh.
Who's back there?
You just said you were going back.
Mm-hmm. I'm
going
to go back.
I'm concerned.
Gonna see what's going on. So
going on.
This might be the Monica and Antoine show. I'm just doing it and I'll have been killed by nature. How are you? 52353. Let us know. You can always text in. Are you under animal attack? Well, maybe that's what we need to figure out. Anyone else, are you under
ooh.
Animal attack this morning? Because that will help us figure out if it's just us.
Yeah, what's going on?
Or they're coming for all of us.
Ooh.
So, let me know if... maybe you looked out the window and there's just a wallaby there. I mean, that would be scary.
That's different.
Because they are not around here.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Tell me how you would feel about this.
Okay,
she's upset about her husband not telling her something about her father-in-law.
Okay.
Because they go to visit him. They're going to stay at the father-in-law's home.
Okay.
Going to stay for a period of time. Well, you know, they all go out to dinner. They come back home. Well, really, it's just the lady, the mm-hmm. wife and the husband. They go out to dinner,
gotcha.
Come back to the father-in-law's house. He's watching TV and then nude. So she's upset with her husband because he failed to mention that the father-in-law is a nudist.
He's a nudist.
He's a nudist.
And he doesn't say anything ahead of time.
He doesn't say anything ahead of time.
So she's never met.
Well, she didn't know this about the father-in-law.
That's my question, because if they've been married,
they're
how
married,
does that not come up at some point?
It didn't come
point?
Up. So she's at the house, at the father-in-law's house. He's watching TV in the nude. So she decides, well, this is, you know, this is really...
This is unusual.
Very unusual.
It's making me a little uncomfortable.
And that's when the husband says, well, he's a nudist. Okay, well, the next day, he wakes up, takes a shower. He likes to walk around the house in the nude. So she tells the father-in-law, she said, this right here is very disrespectful to me. She said, I didn't know. I don't appreciate it. He gets on her and said, this is my house. I do what I want.
That's true.
I'm nude.
I'm a nudist. I'll do what I want. So she booked a hotel and her husband sided with dad.
So he just stayed with his naked dad?
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable if I have to go to my dad's house and he's just naked there all the time. Nudist or not, I have a problem with
that. He sided with dad and said, you're overreacting. This is his home. This is just what it is.
But no one warned her.
No one warned her. She was not prepared.
And why? All right. If you want to be a nudist,
right,
that is fine.
That is fine, yep.
Again, you choose to be your best life, but you don't need to be rubbing it in everybody else's face when we're around.
Yes. But
if
but
we're not
it
nudists,
is his home.
But it yes, it's his home.
But she's a guest.
But
in his home.
All he knows, for all he knows, is she knows this about him.
Yep.
Okay.
Or maybe it's something that the husband mentioned and she was kind of like, eh, whatever.
You're joking.
Yeah,
he's not really
so they never
nudist.
Talked about it again.
And I get it. It's his house. But let's, okay. I eat meat.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? And everything just keeps coming back to this. Okay. If a vegetarian comes over my house, I don't jam a hamburger in her face and make her eat it and say, this is my house. Too bad.
He didn't jam his nudity.
Yes,
in her
face.
If you walk in the door and he's just watching TV, he's sitting on that couch in the nude.
Right. And then walking around in the morning. Hello. Good morning, everybody. Yeah. Probably doing a hula hoop or something.
You walking around with a cheeseburger in your scenario. You're not throwing it in her face.
You support the dad and the son.
It's a little
Antoine's
going
to be at their house hanging out.
All right. We'll take Max's box.
So that would not make you uncomfortable if your significant other's dad was a nudist and you walk in and you had no idea. You stay at her house.
No, I think it would make me uncomfortable, but I think I would be like, all right, I'm getting a hotel room. I'm out. And I wouldn't like make a huge deal about it. I'd be like, okay, this doesn't work for me.
But then your girlfriend says, well, I'm staying here with my dad.
Okay.
And he's nude.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What the husband did. He was like, you're overreacting,
yeah.
But whatever. And she really did get a hotel by herself.
I said, I'll see you at Waffle House in the morning.
So bizarre.
Yeah. I know. No, thank you.
That's my house.
It's my house. I'll do what I want.
But I guess, okay, you know, so what you're, it's, there's no rules other than whatever. It's my house. That's the number one rule.
Yep.
Well,
it
I,
is your house, though.
I want to let you know I'm a murderer, but this is my house. So I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
I can't do what you're never supposed to do in the horror movies. You're never supposed to go back and further investigate what's going on.
Never.
You did that.
Did I come back alive?
You made it back.
I think I'm here. Yeah, I'm good.
Real life.
I tell you what, though, guys, you know, it's talking about us being under some sort of animal attack, and there's a dead bird still there. Hornet living above the bathroom, still there.
Oh, God.
Alive, keeping watch. Nobody texted in to 52353, so I can best conclude that the three of us are the only three people left. That's it. There's no one.
That's it.
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone.
Where are the people?
It's just us. There are no people, Monica. It's just me, you, and Antoine.
So do we stay here? Should we go somewhere else?
Out there. Somewhere.
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, do we just leave? But then what if we find out there's only one other survivor, and it's our boss, and he's like, you left your post. How dare you leave? I was listening.
Well.
Everybody else is gone, but we're still obligated to be here. I don't know. But no one else is there, so I think they've all been taken over by the animals.
The wallabies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wallabies, lizard people. I have no idea. Monica Brooks, how was your time away? Did you enjoy your little
It was good.
Shenanigans?
It was a fun time.
Were there shenanigans?
Yes. Yeah, we hung out. We were out late pretty much every night.
Monica went to the beach with her man and not her children.
No, Nana had the kids.
Okay.
Yep.
Have your children ever been to the beach? Because I feel like you go, but they don't ever go.
Yeah, they go because we're taking the kids this week.
Okay.
So we did just Jared and I, so spending time.
You're doing it backwards. I'm going to tell you that right now. You should have done them last week, and then you'd have this week
to
look
forward
to.
Well, we had to switch off, yeah. We just switched the weeks, though.
Yeah, but you switched it. I'm saying you did it backwards. Now you're going with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You should have done that first.
Well, that was the original plan, but we had to switch it. We had some stuff, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, and maybe you want to scout it out for the kids to see what the kids can do. Are you going to the same beach?
No, different beach.
Oh, never mind that.
Yeah, see, so this is...
I got nothing.
You have nothing.
But originally the plan was the kids, and then we would go. But, yeah, but we switched it, and we still had a great time, though.
Well, the good news, Monica, is... it's not going to be super crowded since there's nobody left. Since everybody else is gone.
It's Area 51.
You could frolic.
That's where everyone's at.
Oh, that's where they are.
It's Area 51.
Was that today?
No, it's in September.
Oh, well.
But maybe. You got to start driving now.
Yeah.
You got to find your spot.
Like a tailgate.
You got to get your tent and everything else.
All right, let's see. Oh, wait. Sarah in Christiansburg has texted in. She's still here.
Hey, Sarah.
And Kevin in Glade Hill.
Okay. All right.
Up, Kevin.
There's nobody else.
The only two.
That's it. Oh, wait. Someone said there's an 80s movie called Night of the Comet, and a comet destroyed everyone, not animals, but the radio station still worked.
Hmm.
Was there a comet last night?
I don't know.
We missed it.
Maybe there was.
It's like you missed the bird.
Yeah, I missed the bird.
Uh-huh. And of course, again, the whole world gets hit by a comet, but a radio station were the only ones that are still online. We still have to go to work.
Yeah.
Be like, this is not a comp day. You have to go into work.
You have to talk to, like, anyone out there?
Yeah, so that's it. There's the three of us, Kevin, Sarah, and the person who let us know about the movie.
There you go.
What
up to y'all?
We've doubled our numbers. There's mm-hmm. six of us
and
now.
And we're going up.
That's nice.
Now we go up.
Let's see. Okay. And basically what we have here right now is Monica and then Sarah in Christiansburg. Y'all going to have to repopulate the earth. We got two ladies.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
True.
Sarah?
Yep. It's hey, on
girl,
you guys.
I can help deliver.
I don't know if you have time to go to the beach this week, Monica. You have to repopulate.
No.
We got to get moving.
Yeah, Sarah, you got to get moving. I'm right here to
oh,
catch
Sarah,
the baby.
Okay. So if there were only two people left, two women left on Earth, you're not going to help repopulate? You're going to put it all on the other person?
Well, Sarah, I had to be, I have C-sections. Anybody know how to do that properly?
I mean, I've seen them do some stuff
go
on
to
Walking
YouTube?
Dead.
Yeah, I can.
Is YouTube still there?
Yeah. Get some knives
we
and some string. You can figure this out.
You ingrate. There's two women left on Earth, and Sarah's got to do all the
start.
Work.
Sarah can do natural with ease. Then I'm right there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, Sarah, clear your calendar because you got a lot of work to do now. But on the bright side, once we repopulate, everybody's going to look like Sarah.
That's true.
It's going to be very interesting. Things have started off very bizarre this morning. So good morning to all three of you as we continue here in Zach America as we repopulate the Earth.
People are jumping in. They're like, what is happening?
Night of the Comet 2 has taken off.
The burden of civilization is on us.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody left.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's been attacked by animals except for Sarah in Christiansburg.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
Kevin in Glade Hill. And one other person. And that's it.
The one.
And Monica, I have bad news. Sarah is incapable of having children. So it's going to be on you to repopulate.
Oh, back to you, Mon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Get the YouTube videos.
Yeah. Cut the belly open and stuff. I feel like, it's right there. Easy peasy.
Can figure it out. You just make a little smiley face. And,
exactly.
Pull out the baby.
And scary. I've sewn before. Not very well.
Needle on a thread. Like Shawn Mendes says it. Needle on a thread.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, Shawn Mendes is gone. We don't have him anymore. And we do have Ben in Lynchburg texted in. So he's out there, but I can't let him in the house just yet. Because Ben says he's still here, even though he got attacked by a jellyfish on Saturday. And he said it had no stinger, so it only bumped into him a bunch.
Oh.
So he says he's fine. But I believe he's infected.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, yep.
Ugh,
when have you ever heard a jellyfish just bumping into somebody?
Exactly.
I know. Just a bump.
He's one of those people in Bird Box that open their eyes. That's what this is.
Hey, sorry, Ben. Let me in, guys. Everything. I'm fine. I'm your friend, Ben.
I know.
Yep.
Like, no.
Sorry, dude. You stay out
you
there.
Gotta go.
We'll see what happens. It's just me, Antoine, and Monica repopulating. Ooh, we've got work to do.
That's weird. That's a thing, child.
It's
no.
Just, it's very weird. This is going to be a very weird day.
It's time to play
the animals are taking over.
They are. They're scary.
Just makes sense that that's what we start talking about instead.
Mm-hmm.
This is not really Guess the Animal, but it's the only intro I have that says animal in it.
Right.
So I went with that one. So I have a couple different animal-related stories I've been kicking around. Do bugs feel pain?
Yes.
What do you think?
I've never thought about it, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to assume they do.
Correct.
According to this study, they believe, yes, insects feel pain and they suffer from chronic pain after receiving an injury.
Ooh.
So if they get injured, then, my back,
Yeah.
They're always hurting.
Exactly. And they're always telling everybody, oh, it's raining, you know, my, my little bug knee.
The raindrop probably hurts sometimes. Yep.
The part that's all warped in this story is, so for this study, scientists damaged the leg of a fruit fly and then allowed him to, quote, fully heal to see how he would act afterward. Weird.
It is weird.
How do you know?
Are you mad about that? Like,
what kind of test are you running to know if it's fully healed?
Fruit fly treadmill.
That's what I'm thinking. There's like a 40-yard dash to like trash.
Yep. Do little box jumps onto a banana, you know, that kind of thing.
And do you feel bad as you're doing it, though?
It's a fruit fly.
I know. But still, when you don't think about it, you just kind of swat at it. But when you're actually in a lab and you're like, I'm going to just break a little leg.
But,
like,
see, but then you're doing it for science. So then you have a justification.
It's for science.
But I would be thinking about it to myself, though, where, yes, it's for science. Yeah. But I picture every, I don't know, Disney Pixar movie. Uh-huh. And I feel like I'm that human in the movie because it's a fruit fly. Uh-huh. Those things are tiny.
Yeah.
Very tiny.
This is being done under a microscope. So this is the part of the Pixar movie where you can just see that scary human eye looking through the glass.
Whoa.
And then the tongs come in.
Yes.
My leg!
And so they're just screaming.
So you have to feel a certain type of way for half a second.
This makes total sense now as to why the animals have decided to take over today. I mean, look, we're breaking their little fruit fly legs just to see if it hurts.
I told you, it's kind of scary and sadness building in the back. I was like, what the heck?
We got a dead bird.
And that hornet is huge.
And a live hornet that is massive.
Yeah. I was like, I just walked by him, that hornet. I said, all right, that's your bathroom.
Now, Monica, I do believe
you're
taller than the hornet, but it's close. It's very tall. Yeah, he's guarding the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
I went into the ladies' room. I was like, you know what?
Not even trying
Don't test it.
Men's room is closed.
I don't suggest it. Yeah.
No.
It's
it. It's your bathroom now.
It is, for real.
I'm not. Let's see. Oh, okay. Mysterious orange bird.
Okay.
People didn't know it was a very exotic, bright orange bird, baffling the staff at an animal rescue center in England.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've never seen a bird like this before. They found out it was, in fact, a seagull covered in curry powder, just in case you're wondering.
That happened.
Yeah. What kitchen did it sneak out of?
I don't know.
You're not cooking me today. Some curry birds.
See? No. We got curry birds and we got fruit flies doing the stanky leg.
Yep.
They are all coming for us. Dead birds, big mean hornets. We are your K92 hornet fan.
Don't get struck by the lightning bolts.
The hornet thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think we had to put hornets on the list of words that we have to be careful with.
Hornets, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe what's happened, y'all don't realize this, but when I went back to do the horror movie, ill-advised.
Yes.
Guys, is everything okay? Where you go back, you return to the scene of the crime,
mm-hmm.
and you go check up on things. Maybe I got stung by the hornet, and I am slowly transforming into a hornet.
Well, maybe.
Here on the Hornin thing. It's the Hornin thing. And that's how I'm starting. All of a sudden, I can't talk anymore. I'm like, and everything is horn. Hornin thing.
Well, I have to keep an eye on you now.
All right, let's see if the phones work because they were broken earlier. Good morning, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, good morning.
All right, Michael's
good. Morning, there we go.
He's here. He's alive. Michael, have you been attacked by any of the rogue animals that are out there right now?
Not today.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.
He's good. We have Michael, and that means let's also get our friend in Jess. Hello, Jess. Oh, no. Wait, that's the wrong line. That's why. Hello, Jess.
Good morning.
See, okay. There she is.
There. She's there.
You have to understand, my hornet stingers are just, they're off right now. Michael was up first. So, Michael, would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today?
Antoine.
Okay, it'll be Michael and Antoine. Jess, that means it is you and Miss Monica. Antoine, your choice. First or second in the game?
I would like to go first.
Okay. Well, he likes
Monica's
to go first.
Halfway out.
She is. We send her to the soundproof chamber. She cannot hear this category. It's two different categories, 15 seconds in each of them. And you rattle off as many things as you can.
Yep.
I am the lone decider and judge. All points carry over as well. Are we ready?
I guess.
Okay. Ooh. 15 seconds. Category number one. Here we go. You have 15 seconds to give me chicken wing flavors. Go!
Mild, hot, spicy, habanero, teriyaki, sweet barbecue, mild barbecue, lemon pepper, crap, blazing, yeah, I was struggling.
Okay. I have given you 8.
I feel like hot and spicy are the same, you know?
I'm going to go get a menu from a local wing restaurant and see.
But you have hot. Yeah, I gave you hot and blazing and medium. You can't be also throwing in medium well or whatever.
But those are. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, you know what you want? You take eight or you're going to end up with seven. I'll just take one away for no good reason.
Nope, I'll take eight.
Okay. You were struggling a little bit.
I was.
Eight.
And now they're just flowing to me.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
You're traveling down that color kaleidoscope.
I just see them all.
Mm-hmm. They're all there, hitting you in the face.
Oh, it stinks.
Okay. Antoine got eight.
Okay.
So not a fantastic start for him. I think you should be able to get at least eight. 15 seconds to give me chicken wing flavors. Go.
Hot, barbecue, zesty, parm garlic, lemon. You have the drizzle. The
drizzle.
You have a maple. I said barbecue, zesty. You have a Pringle flavored. I don't know.
Pringle flavored.
You have.
Dang it! You can.
You said drizzle? Zesty twice. The drizzle. Yes. You do not get points for maple.
You can make it a sweet wing.
I guess. All right. I'll give you that one. It's seven. You got seven. You did equal. Actually, you did worse. So get out of here again. Back to the show. Man, chamber with you.
That was not our best effort there, Monica.
Very bad. Shame on both of you. Chicken wings.
America's food. How did I not say buffalo? It's
regular. I know. Plain. I'd even accept plain. Anyway, here we go. 8-7, Antoine. So everything matters as the points carry over. Give me, in 15 seconds, ways to relax.
Music, movies, vacation, a massage, a pedicure, a manicure, a haircut, a shower, exercise, hanging out with your kids, spending time with family, driving, hiking, napping, sleeping, taking a bath.
Okay, not bad. I gave you most of those. Okay. 15. I gave you 15 of those. So that is 23 is your grand total here. And I give you exercise, even though I don't find it relaxing at all. I know there's probably someone that does. And I guarantee you, Monica's going to be like the first thing she's going to say, go for a run.
I should have said cutting the grass because our social media person says he finds it relaxing.
Okay. So really, I guess just about anything somebody can find relaxing. So I gave you 15.
Let's get Monica back in. Come on back.
All right. All comes down to this. He got 15.
15 total?
Yes.
No, 15 in that round.
He got 15 in that round.
Okay, I was like, woo!
You're trying to mess with me. I'm turning into a hornet. I'm very confused. The grand total that he has, Monica, is 23, which means you have to give me 16 of these things in 15 seconds. Can you do it? 15 seconds. Give me ways to relax.
Swim, go to the pool, hang out with friends, eat, drink, sleep, drive. You read a book, do chores, laundry, talk to, plant something, go into the garden, pick apples, talk to your kids, go to church.
Okay.
Depending on how many gives you, this is going to be close.
I gave her every one that she said.
Oh, geez.
Oh, crap. I still didn't. I don't think I had enough.
No, I think you did.
You needed 16. And you got 14. Oh. 14. Close. Close. Not bad.
Dang. So close.
But also not good. I see what we have here, Antoine.
What's that?
We have the K92 morning thing. We have me.
Yes.
We have you.
Yeah.
And then this felon over here.
Felon.
Thief. You thief. You're a shade stealer. You were shade stealing.
We stole shade.
We happened to be near the shade.
You didn't pay for that shade.
We didn't pay for the umbrella shade. But on the beach, you know how they have those chairs and the umbrella set up and you can rent them for the day.
Yes.
Well, we had our chairs. We plan on just hanging out on the beach, you know, get a little sun and chatting and stuff. Well, Jared had positioned himself near some shade. We were not in the seats. We were just positioned in a way where we caught some shade.
Was there any body part that was shaded?
Yes.
Yeah, they caught a bunch of shade.
We caught some shade.
They were using the benefits of the umbrella and not paying for it. That was not your shade.
Yeah, you owe money.
We caught a little bit of shade.
We weren't
as bad as there was one family. It was about 10 of them. They looked around the beach and straight up just sat down in seats. The lifeguard came over and they had and told him that they had to move. They happened to have just one tiny umbrella. The grandma had one umbrella.
Uh-huh.
She tried to use that to cover the family. On the beach, after they were told to move.
Monica's trying to distract us.
I know
she is.
From the fact that they stole shade.
She's stealing. All of a sudden, she says, hey, look at that old lady over there.
Look at them. I did the Hendrix. Look.
Look at that poor, sad grandma trying to cover her whole family.
Man.
Was it just one of those little cocktail umbrellas you get out of a pina colada? Is that what it is?
Yeah. catching some shade. We just happened to be positioned in a way we caught.
Oh, you just have. You have to be sitting pretty close.
We just happened.
You had to put your chairs there.
Uh huh.
You brought your own chairs, right? There weren't already chairs there.
Well, maybe they were in a spot that we really appreciated and liked.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Thief.
Pay the money. Tiny bit of shit.
I pay the money. Go get your own umbrella.
We were there for 10 minutes, maybe 10.
And these other people, whole family. Oh, I thought these chairs and umbrellas that were neatly arranged, they were just for anybody.
We watched, and everyone watched like, this is not going to go down well. Mm-hmm. No.
People always play dumb in that situation. What? I thought it was for anyone. Yes, because the Lord sets up umbrellas for everybody. You get out of here.
Yeah.
You go
pay for your shade.
You go back to the shadeless. That's where Monica and her husband over there getting so did you didn't have any shade then? That was it. That's what you stole.
Well, no, we didn't have any shade.
Yeah. So then, you know, they probably did. They probably set up underneath a tall person next. Let me just excuse me, sir. Could you just stay right there?
What are y'all doing? No, nothing. Nothing.
Just don't
appreciating
move.
The view.
Like, don't move though. Stay right there for the next 45 minutes. Oh, if you could rotate a little when the sun comes over, yeah, that we would definitely appreciate that.
The K92 Morning Thing trending top three, number three.
Big doings at Comic-Con this weekend.
Yes.
The big Comic-Con. There's all sorts of Comic-Cons. We
all
have
over the place.
Here.
Yep.
This is the San Diego Comic-Con.
Ah.
Yep.
The OG, the one that all the superstars go to. And Antoine was very excited because there were a million Marvel announcements sort of highlighting Comic-Con.
Yes. They Marvel put out their next 2 years of their next schedule for the next 2 years of movies and TV shows.
Okay. And there's no Avengers movies of any kind
correct.
In the next couple years. So that is off the list. They've got Black Widow is coming out. Then The Eternals, which has Angelina Jolie in it.
All right.
Selma Hayek. Something called Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, then a Doctor Strange movie, and the new Thor movie. And that was the big announcement because Natalie Portman will be returning to the Thor movie as Lady Thor.
Yeah, because she actually didn't enjoy the Thor movies before. She doesn't like all the CGI blue screen stuff.
Understood.
She
then
said it
she
makes
realized
hard.
How rich every other actor was getting over the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. And she thought, you know what? Maybe I'll go back to this Thor thing.
I'm
exactly.
Cool
yeah, so she'll be making her return. And, the other one that was the big announcement was Oscar Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
He's going to do Blade.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah,
which I think will be excellent.
Yeah, that's going
to
be cool.
I look forward to that.
Bring back Blade.
He's very soft-spoken, though. That's the only thing with that.
He called them.
He did.
And asked and said, I want to do Blade. And they're like, all right.
Like, okay.
Did he have to get Wesley Snipes' approval?
No.
He called Wesley Snipes and
said,
so Wes, what up, man?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Nobody, Wesley unavailable. Wesley like, I thought I was Blade.
Nope, not anymore.
Number two.
Huge pricing mistake on Prime Day involving camera gear. So Amazon had Prime Day last week, and there was a very expensive... there was a camera normally priced at $548, and it was listed for $94.48.
Okay, that's a deal.
So the person saw that, that's a deal. And they submitted it to, there's a website called Slick Deals.
Yep.
So Slick Deals put this on their front page. Mm-hmm. Hey, just a heads up. So they do that. And all of a sudden, people realize there are other pricey cameras, camera gear, and camera bundles all listed for $94.48.
Ooh.
Don't know what happened, but they started sharing their hauls. One person, a $5,500 camera, $94.48.
Wow.
And somebody else bought a $13,000 camera lens. $94.48.
We missed that one.
We did miss that one.
I know. That's one heck of a mistake.
Yeah.
And Amazon did not cancel the orders.
Well, you can't.
No, they can.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you absolutely can. You can say this was a technical error. The airlines do it all the time. People find out you can get a flight for a dollar and you buy it, and then the airline says, nope, sorry.
They're holding up to $94 though.
Amazon,
okay.
They have a lot of money, so I guess
they're
figure, you know what,
good.
We're good to go. I know that's the one you wish you saw it, so I could buy a $13,000 lens, not because I want it, but because I want to sell it for $11. That's it. That's a great deal.
Number one.
Did you see R.I.P. Manhole, Monica?
No.
You didn't see Manhole?
Uh-uh.
You didn't hear the story of Manhole.
Manhole.
This was like the most top trending thing on social media over the weekend. Antoine, you don't know about the manhole either?
I have no clue.
There's a man in a manhole?
You can't say manhole anymore.
Why?
Manhole.
What?
Because it's sexist.
Manhole.
Manhole.
It's a manhole.
No. No, it is not. It's a maintenance hole. I'm sorry.
Maintenance hole. That takes too long to say.
Well, it's a maintenance hole.
It's a sewer lid.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say manpower anymore either.
It's human effort, which sounds like something you drop in a maintenance hole. All right, now this is not here, at least not yet. This is Berkeley, California, because they're very politically correct and earthy crunchy
so
there.
Do you get
and
in trouble?
I don't know, but yeah, they voted to change 40 different gender-specific words in the city code to make them gender-neutral, and the one that everybody latched onto was that
manhole,
maintenance hole.
So what, is everyone just going to stop when you say, oh, look out for that manhole?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you.
How dare you? You are the worst.
No, like, you know.
How often are you hearing somebody say, look out for that manhole?
I don't know.
All the time. She's walking around a lot of manholes, Antoine. That's what it is. I'm sorry, maintenance holes.
Yes.
The K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
We are the great settler of disputes.
Yes.
Or listener of disputes.
No, we'll settle it.
Occasional creator of disputes.
Now that happens.
We are good at all of those things. We're an expert in the dispute category.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. All things disputey. Let's say good morning to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right. There is a debate raging in Jessica's family,
mm-hmm.
and it involves her brother. And he's sort of the collateral piece of this debate, because I guess you are having a debate with your sister.
Yes, my oldest sister.
Gotcha. So she's the oldest. You are?
I'm in the middle.
Okay. And then we got the baby.
Okay. Oh. Baby brother.
The baby brother.
All right.
What's going on?
Well, he's a baby in more ways than one. He is a spoiled brat, and only I could say that because he's my brother.
Okay.
But he's not working, and he's bouncing around. He's staying with a friend somewhere in North Carolina. And he recently called her sister, and he told her that he's getting kicked out and wants to move in with her for a while.
Okay. How old is he?
He is 22.
Okay, 22 years young.
Okay.
So he's, like, he's four. What a lazy guy.
He's two.
Sort of bouncing around. He doesn't even have a job. Staying with friends. What is this guy? All right, 22 years old, not really aspiring to do much of anything, at least not right now. And calls up your sister, says, hey, I got nowhere else to go. I'd like to come to your house.
Yes. And she wants to bring him in, and she's actually going to let him stay without any set rules.
Ooh.
Okay.
So he's never leaving. I mean, that's really what's going to happen.
Well.
And she's very easily manipulated. So that could be the case.
So he knows to ask that sister, not you.
He's like,
yes.
Now, I guess the way to look at it is, this is not your problem, right?
Well, I hear about it, so it is indirectly my problem.
True.
And, yeah.
I mean, and it is, I mean, it's your family, so it is sort of your
family.
Problem. But if the sister wants to take him in, he's not coming to your house, right?
No. No.
She'd be like, actually, I sleep on my sister's couch also, and I am keeping that couch.
It sounds like you're not jealous, but a little upset that he gets his way.
Well, he's spoiled. He's already had a loan from mom and dad, and, you know, he needs to get a job.
Did you say he had a loan from mom and dad?
He already did, and I think he should get another one and find his own place, because what else to light a fire under you than to owe mommy and daddy? He's going to be very complacent. Staying with his sister.
I don't think he cares.
I know. I was like,
no, I'll tell you what. I'm jealous of these people that have figured it out where they don't do anything.
Yep.
And survive.
And everybody else takes care of them.
Yeah.
Why do we do that? And how do I get that arrangement?
Well, I guess he's in a family of, that really cares and wants.
He's probably very charming. He sounds like somebody charming that. Okay. Those are the type of people that can float through life in that type of way, the ones that are really, really charming.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess because I know. All right. Let's see if we can get some help from people listening or opinions. And maybe it is if you've dealt with a sibling
mm-hmm.
who's kind of lazy or done nothing or moochy or whatever. Is there any hope?
Is there something
you can do to try to help them out?
No, I think there definitely is hope.
Okay, good. Because I'm also listening, Antoine, in fear that someday this is going to be my son and I can't get rid of him. So I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. Because he's told me that before. He told me he ain't leaving.
In.
He said he's not leaving. He told me that already.
So you have time to get prepared for all that.
I know. Yeah. So I need tips. Yeah.
What side are you on?
Yeah. Move so in? Yeah. No. What side are you on? Mine is dusted. Who cares? I'm like, mm-hmm. fine. Let the sister deal with this garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
You just be like, it told you so. Is what it is.
The K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
We welcome back Jessica.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, guys.
She has a little baby brother. I mean, he's 22, but
yeah. He's a grown man.
No, he's not.
Well,
he's not a grown man. He sleeps in somebody else's house, and now he's asking to move in with his sister.
Yeah, he's a grown man that sleeps in someone else's house.
Age-wise, he's a grown
man. Yes.
Yeah, but you don't want to support this behavior, but your older sister does.
Yes, I think she's enabling him, and he's getting kicked out, and he needs to grow up.
But what does she say?
She is, you know, more into nurturing, and she doesn't want to kick him while he's down, but I think he needs to light that fire and
gotcha.
Needs a job.
Jessica says, no, we need to kick him while he's down. He's down for a reason. He's the one that did this in the first place. Let's see if there is any hope. If there have been situations where someone has,
it has
you
to
know,
be.
I would hope. So,
yeah.
Haley, is there any hope?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. From experience?
Yeah, so I'm a younger sibling. I have an older sister. She's about 30 years old now, and she's kind of always been a little bit of a moocher, I should say.
Okay.
And I'm 27, and she's older than me, and she still lives off my mom's income, and it's frustrating for a younger sibling to be on her own and out, and my older sister still living off my mom's income.
Right.
So
and you sit
honestly,
there and you think to yourself, you're like, I'm working, I'm doing the hustle.
Yeah.
Why didn't I do that setup? How did this happen?
Pretty much.
Right. And Haley's like, I'm the baby. This should be me.
Yeah.
That's usually the way it works.
Huh. So no hope.
Okay, so Haley says no hope. Thank you, Haley. Let's get Jess in here. Not Jessica, but Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Is there hope?
I would say no.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Well.
Come on.
Sorry to laugh, but also from experience, is that what we have here?
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister, she graduated college 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She's a year younger than me. And while she was a senior in college, my parents were paying her tuition. They were paying her apartment, her rent for her apartment.
Okay.
They were buying her groceries. They were paying for her cell phone bill, her insurance.
Okay.
Her
no responsibility.
Now, she was in college, so I guess, you know, you can make that argument, but that she gets out of college, and then what?
Well, she was going to college, but she was also working full-time, but she got out, so she graduated.
Okay.
And my parents are still paying for her cell phone bill and her car insurance, and they also helped her get, like, a new car, you know, and I kind of understand that. Because
okay. But doesn't she have a job? Yeah. Does she have a job right now?
Yeah, she's an accountant.
That's a good
job. She has a good job.
So she,
not
so she
just
has a job.
A job. She has a good job.
So she can pay her own bills.
Yeah.
So
buy her own cell phone.
Yeah.
She does, for the most part, pay her own bills now, but they still pay those little things.
Why? Why do they do that? And why not for you? I'm sure that's what
but
you're
she's
also
the baby
thinking.
By 1 year.
Darn it. No. But in the other one, the baby wasn't getting anything. How does this work?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jess. Yeah. So, Jessica.
Yeah.
There's no hope. That's what we've learned.
Great. That is what I was not hoping for.
But you can only control you. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the way we look at this here.
That's true.
And you have said, I'm drawing the line, so I am not helping him out. If you want to do that and get burned by this situation, be my guest.
And the brother's like, ha ha, don't care. But, right. You know, whatever.
But again,
what if he has, this may be an exception, outlier, but maybe he has that light bulb moment at some point soon. To where he gets that mojo. Maybe being with his sister is that that motivation he needs.
See, that's cute, Antoine. You sound like a guy who watches This Is Us. That's what we have here. I know. It's waiting for that moment. The light bulb will go off.
Maybe.
Jack will realize, I want to be on my own.
Yeah. Let's believe.
Yeah.
Something tells me that's not going to happen.
No, tonight. It's not. But you know what? You do you. And I guess keep us posted. Let us know. It's up to your sister to learn. It's sort of like how you can't tell someone, hey, I don't want you dating that guy, because then they go and they date that guy.
Yes.
Right,
so
right.
Just say, fine, you want to do that, go ahead, and we'll see where it goes from there, okay?
Yes, thank you for the advice. I appreciate it.
All right, you're very
dose
welcome.
Of reality.
It was not helpful, but I mean, maybe the dose of reality is helpful. It was not hopeful,
right?
But it was maybe helpful.
So I'll take it.
Yes, that is the great debate.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Maybe three stories, rip from the headlines, or rip some words out of the story, and try to figure out the rest of it. We start with the woman at the DMV. She was so frustrated with the line at the DMV.
How frustrated was
that's,
she?
There we go, Monica. That's what was happening. Okay.
Jeez. Antoine, don't you know when I put my arms in the air?
You try it again. She was so frustrated with the line at the DMV.
How frustrated was she?
Blank. She A, got naked. B, shot a gun. Or C, started singing karaoke.
A.
I'm going to go with shot a gun.
Correct.
You are correct, Antoine. And again. Not right what
no,
she did,
no.
But she was so frustrated with the line at the DMV. How frustrated was she? She shot a gun. It's Kansas City DMV. She shot it into the mulch outside.
Oh.
Yikes.
Guess she went in, was very belligerent, and used foul language for about 10 minutes, and then just announced, I have had it with this place. Went outside and shot a gun in the mulch and got arrested.
And she was there for how long? 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Usually it's longer than that.
What did she expect, yeah. Really?
10 minutes in a DMV feels like a lifetime.
It does, but still, it's usually longer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I haven't been to the DMV since you have much better access to, a show
online.
On Netflix or something like that to just watch on your phone. Maybe it's not as bad.
Yeah, it might not be.
When my wife broke her foot a couple of years ago, I had to sit in the waiting room while they did her foot surgery.
Yeah.
It was many hours of enjoyable binge watching. So I just sat there the whole time on my iPad, just watched TV. The doctor came in. I was like, "Oh, it's over."
With the DMV, if you miss your number.
Yeah. Well, maybe she was in the line to get into the line where you go get the number for your line. It's, because there's about three or four different lines. Next story. Another criminal-related one. Criminal on the run is mad. Because blank.
Oh, how mad was he?
She was mad because blank. A, she stole the wrong size shoes. B, her kid ratted her out. Or C, her mugshot picture was ugly.
C.
I'm going with the kid.
Monica Brooks.
Correct.
You are correct. And I quote from the woman, that picture ugly.
Take it down. Do another one.
Yeah, she went on the police's Facebook page because they had the wanted picture up of her with her mugshot. And she said, that picture ugly, which I do agree if you see the picture. That picture is ugly.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
She needs a contour and everything else and just, get
her face
ready.
Yeah, it's not a good picture. No, she wasn't ready.
The police said they'd be more than happy to take a second picture if you wanted to go ahead and turn herself in.
Because they're still looking for
her. No, actually, she did turn herself in. It had nothing to do with the picture, but before she did, she wanted to get that parting shot in about her picture. So they do have her now. Final one. Woman goes to the airport for the very first time. She's never done the plane thing before. And accidentally blanks. A, sits in the cockpit. B, rides that luggage conveyor belt. Or C, takes off all her clothes at security.
I'm going B.
You're going B?
I'm going B as well.
You're going B? Well, you are both.
Correct!
You can leave on a high. She got on the luggage conveyor belt. You know, when you go to the airport and you check in, and they take your bag and they throw it on that thing behind you. She thought that's how you got to the plane.
Like it was some sort of
moving sidewalk
that's
thing.
That's precious.
There's security video of her.
But did she see another person there for her to think that?
Like, no!
But maybe nobody was there.
And she's like, well, how did I get over there?
And she fell because it has a turn on it. So she got on it and starts going and bonk, she's down on the ground is the next thing.
Yeah, shame on the person walking by looking at her. You know, somebody walked by and was like, what the heck is she doing?
She's looking at that little entry where the suitcases come out. She goes, I'm going to have to duck. Most people get through here.
Let me go inspect that video because I think that was Monica as the woman just watching. What is that idiot doing right there?
Miss Monica's hot list.
The Lion King. Everyone's loving The Lion King. I told Antoine, I said, I'm upset because my kids, they've seen it already.
Saw it without you.
Yeah, they went to see it without me.
Did they spoil it for you?
I don't know. Like, what's going to happen? I'm like, don't tell me anything.
But Dad makes it right.
Oh,
sorry. Antoine gave it 4.5 stars. Karen in Alta Vista texted in, Antoine 52353.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what movie Antoine saw, but The Lion King deserves 1,000 stars.
Well, people enjoyed it. $185 million this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, for The Lion King. Yeah, not shocked.
It did all right.
Mm-hmm. And Beyonce, she did well in her four scenes.
And yeah, it was like four or five scenes. Uh-huh. It was a really good movie.
Yes, and you had to go watch it. Look out for Jay-Z the Zebra.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, who played it?
Timon and Pumbaa. Seth Rogen played Pumbaa. I can't remember who played Timon. They were actually the stars of the movie, in my opinion.
Huh.
Yeah, they were my favorite part of the live-action movie.
I so like Seth Rogen. He's
Seth Rogen was not his annoying self, or he was, but it was charming as a...
It was charming as Pumbaa.
As a thingy?
Yes.
What kind of animal is that?
Warthog?
Okay.
Yeah. And Endgame, by the way, making a $2.79
billion. $1 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, this past weekend, which is amazing.
Oh, over the weekend.
I know. Wow, what a great weekend.
Talk about money. How about Eddie Murphy? Netflix wants to pay him $70 million for stand-up specials.
Okay.
You know, they did $60 million for Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And $40 million for Chris Rock, but now Eddie Murphy, he's up.
Oh, will he be any good?
I don't know.
He was on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, the Jerry Seinfeld show, talking about going to Michael Jackson's house and how in later years, Bubbles the chimp was a little ornery and mean.
Michael Jackson had his chimps go to his house, that Bubbles chimp, when he got a certain age.
Yeah.
You couldn't f*** with Bubbles. He had Bubbles in a cage. Go near him. Don't go over there, Eddie.
Did you go to his house?
Yeah, a few times. And the chimp would be going crazy. Is that Bubble? They said, yes, don't go near the cage.
Because he didn't want to live as Michael Jackson's homeboy.
Yeah. Yeah, but Eddie Murphy, I mean, hopefully he does a great job, but the last movie he has was what, 1,000 words or something?
Yeah, I think if he goes back to Eddie Murphy from the 80s and early 90s, that Eddie Murphy, it'd be amazing.
They asked him what he thought his best stand-up routine was in his career, so I will give you 41 seconds of awesomeness right here about the Ice Cream Man.
Remember when the Ice Cream Man used to come to town when you was little? And no matter what you was doing, you would stop and lose your mind. There's something about the ice cream truck that make kids lose it. And they can hear that from 10 blocks away. They don't hear their mother calling them, but they hear that ice cream truck. And no matter what was going on, the ice cream man came and stopped. You hear, ice cream!
You're not rich,
but
yes, it can be very classy anyway. You don't have to be rich to have certain things in your life to treat yourself like you are,
right?
Antoine has a $4,000 beard comb.
I know it.
It's ridiculous.
It's a special comb. No one is to use it. No one's to look at it.
No, you
don't
get to use
it.
It's sterling silver, then dipped in gold, then platinum flexer on top of it, and a moon rock.
Yep.
That's how fancy this thing is.
I think the queen used it one time.
It's so fancy that when I thought I misplaced it, I was going to shave my beard completely.
Ooh. You were?
Because my beard deserves that.
Now, to be clear, Monica, you tossed that out there that you believe the queen also used this beard comb on her beard.
I can't shade the queen. No,
yes,
no,
you
no,
did.
No.
So disrespectful.
No, no.
Queen Elizabeth, if you're listening this morning, because I know big fan of the show.
She
the
is,
queen. Yeah. Monica says you got a beard.
I did not. I said
but you got a fancy comb that you comb it with. So what is it? It's a wooden beard comb?
Mahogany wood, yes.
Mahogany. Ah,
it smells so good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even say the word mahogany without sounding preppy. Yeah.
Mahogany. It's so nice.
It's a fine mahogany. Nothing's a bad mahogany.
No.
It's like pizza. There's no bad pizza. It's just pizza.
Just pizza.
The fine mahogany.
Yeah.
And your beard comb.
I feel comfortable splurging on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use my beard comb pretty much every day, multiple times throughout the day. It de-stresses me to comb my beard with my beard comb.
Interesting. And it wouldn't de-stress you if you had some gross peasant beard comb.
Ew, no.
I see what you're saying.
But the lice comb from school?
that little black plastic comb?
Meep, meep, meep.
Yeah, see, that
no,
sound,
no, that's not it.
No, it doesn't sound...
It sounds like a lion's roar, kind of.
Oh.
It's a purring jaguar.
It sounds like Beyonce.
Yes.
I love lions.
I love whales.
Yes.
I love whales.
Uh-huh.
I love beards. I'm a beard comb.
Yeah. It is. It's very
I love whales.
Yeah.
She does sound like a fine, rich mahogany.
Every stroke.
So I splurge.
Okay.
I'm not rich, but I splurge
you know
on that.
You know, you do that. You splurge on stuff. I don't skimp on butter.
Okay.
I buy fancy butter.
Some good butter.
European butter.
Ooh.
This American butter is just... Pfft.
When it's good butter, you can taste the difference for sure.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And chefs will say that is one of the things that you shouldn't skimp on when it comes to ingredients, because the lower priced butter has more water in it. so you're getting less butter anyway.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of times it splatters and makes all that noise and stuff when you throw it in the pan, because you're getting ripped off as it is, sitting there with your lice comb and your cheap butter. That's what you have. So you can 52353. You can text in if you want. You ain't rich, but
I want good shrimp. I don't care. When we go to the, like, taking back to the beach.
Does anyone want bad shrimp?
But you want to spend money on some good shrimp. Like,
I'm not rich, but I'm going to talk about like I own a beach house.
Because I told you, because there's a lot of buffets at the beach, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of buffets.
Buffets, I draw the line. I'm not rich, but someone will serve me my food always. Okay? That's how this is going to work.
But we had a lot of recommendations. Try this buffet. And I said, I can't eat anything that says, you know, Calabash. I can't.
I know. It's all
fried.
It's
like when
horrible.
It says 170 items, or, you know, 1,000 items. I'm like, how many items from the sea are you putting on the bar?
Too many items.
Oh, my goodness.
Eventually, you're going to figure out one of them's seahorse. I mean,
I don't want to eat the seahorse. They're cute.
They're cute.
Yeah. But shrimp,
Got to be good.
Yes,
got to be good.
Fresh, good, juicy.
Not that frozen.
I told you, I went to one restaurant, and I was like, it wasn't.
You know what's impressive is Monica has been very modest today, Antoine, because we have heard nothing about her trip to the beach.
I know.
At
I can't.
All.
I didn't even know she went.
I didn't either.
Y'all didn't know. Let me tell you about it.
and I love it. I draw the line at good shrimp. I don't eat bad shrimp.
Yes.
Sometimes you'd be like, well, if it's a little bad, I can just, you know, put some fried on it.
If it's a little bad. I don't want little bad seafood.
That
I feel like that
is just, it's too much, man.
Yeah.
I can't with that. All the signs and the lines.
There's a
and
good
the
one. You can text in and let us know.
There
isn't. A good one.
There is not, Monica. I'm here to draw
the line. There's a good one.
No, Fancy Butterman is here to draw the line.
There's none.
The K92 Morning Thing.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Monica went to the beach.
She went to the beach. What?
It's something that we all do that, though. You come back from vacation, you still just kind of live in it for a second.
Yeah, but no one asked you.
Nobody asked you anything that you're bringing up.
What? Don't ask me.
52353. Right. Now, here is a question about your beach trip, so now we can bring it up. Did Monica use her beach umbrella hack, the one where you could put the umbrella in your butt
crack? In your butt crack. Yeah, to give you shade. Well, we didn't have our umbrella because we took some shade from another umbrella that was already in
Oh, that's right. Monica's thing hack was steal somebody else's umbrella.
We happened to be next to
you
an umbrella.
You stole it.
You stole what the benefit of that is. I mean, so I'm telling you, like, you stand in front of somebody else's air conditioner, you're stealing the cold out of it.
That's very true.
Thief. 52353, texting in. It's, you ain't rich, but, you know, there's certain things that you splurge on or you refuse to have, low grade, whatever it is. Text 52353. This person spends a lot on fancy kitchenware, so when they host parties, they look extra fancy. Hair care.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of women's hair and skincare. This person has really frizzy, curly hair, and it rebels anytime I use cheap stuff. So they have
and
to use
outside.
The expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Taylor in Fairlawn says, never scrimp on toilet paper, spaghetti sauce, or bread. In that order.
Yeah. In that order.
And Ben in Lynchburg refuses to buy cheap electronics. He'll pay for high quality and name brand because the cheap stuff is always a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And judges the people who uses the cheap stuff, like Antoine and his lousy phone.
Wait a minute. I feel attacked.
You were only mildly attacked. That's all it was. A lot of electronics is when you get what you pay for. I've learned that.
You do.
I did that where I'm not getting an iPhone. I'm not paying that kind of money. And then you end up paying that kind of money in three suckier phones.
Mm-hmm.
So you do it with grills. Outdoor grills, gas grills, that sort of thing. Because, yes, you can go to the store and buy one for $200.
Yep.
But it's broken in 2 years. And then you got to buy another $200 one. And then it's broken in 2 years. And then you got to buy another $200 one. And, oh, look, you just spent $800 when you could have just bought a Weber grill that lasts at least 10 years.
That's right.
End of story.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. And we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth, one of us is a liar, and none of us know who we are anymore. It's all very confusing. Is it me, Isaac, actually bought camping gear?
I'm Monica. I'm no longer afraid of the water.
I, Antoine, watched a ton of sports this weekend.
All right, let's go to Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Hey.
Hey, who's the liar, Courtney?
You.
You think it's me, Zach Jackson? I would never buy camping gear. Well, Courtney, you're wrong. I bought a tent.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Where are you going?
Camping.
Why?
She sounds so supportive. I'm going to a food festival thing, and you got to camp for it.
Okay.
And I've decided this time, instead of mooching, I own a tent now.
You're a tent owner.
I would see you renting like an RV and just sleeping in that.
Thought about it.
Instead of a tent.
They're expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I can just get this tent and maybe I'll use it another time. Yeah. I don't know who I am anymore, Monica.
I don't know.
That
weird.
That Marshmello and Kane Brown song came on the radio the other day. I did not immediately change the channel.
You listened to it?
I did!
You know what you did? You gave a listen.
I did give a listen, and I kind of enjoy it.
And yeah, and you know what you're going to do now soon?
What's that?
You're going to give a listen while in a tent?
While in a tent? Yeah. It's going to be on the playlist.
I reckon. See, I'm going to use words like reckon. I'm fixing to. Uh-huh. I'm fixing to do all these things.
You're fixing to give a listen.
Who am I? All right. Well, I'm all confused about my life. Let's move on to the next person. Whitney. Good morning, Whitney.
Morning.
Who's the liar, Whitney?
I think it's Monica.
You think it's Monica because she's definitely afraid of the water. Well, Whitney, you would be incorrect as well.
I ain't afraid of no water.
What?
What
happened?
Well, I got
we talk about it like it's a bad thing. Oh, my God, what happened to you? How come you're not afraid of the water anymore?
I really was everywhere. I was in the ocean, in the pools, in the hot tub. I was like,
look at you, little mermaid.
Monica was a beach rat.
I really was.
You've never been that person. You were a sun baby.
Got my tan on.
Look at you.
Look at you.
I sure did.
Did you put your head under the water? Did you go underneath?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, all right.
She still has black lady hair.
I just want
you know, it's very important to not get that wet.
I mean, in the pool, it's got right to my chin. I'm like, oh.
It's not about fear at that point. It's about practicality. And
that was a test. That was a test.
Yeah, Monica, not afraid of the water anymore. Wow. Who are you?
I know.
All right. That leaves one person left. Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Make it official. Who's the liar?
Antoine.
I think it's Antoine. You are correct. Antoine didn't watch any sports this weekend.
What?
If you know me, there are two things I love. That's superhero movies and sports.
So sorry, Mom, if you're listening. Superhero movies and sports.
What's the deal?
I just wasn't motivated. I wanted to finish Stranger Things, which I finished out of the weekend. I had like four episodes. I needed to catch up on Big Brother reality show. And then I saw The Lion King. And then I flipped past some sports. And I was like, I could watch. Nah, I'm going to watch something else. And I didn't watch any sports all weekend. Like, even on my drive in this morning, I didn't listen.
It's a big deal for you. Listen. You didn't even do Sports Center. You didn't catch up on
anything. Absolutely nothing.
Who are you?
You watched Disney all weekend.
It was Disney for me.
Yeah.
Disney and Netflix all weekend.
So none of us, we're all having an identity crisis
right now.
Who
are we right
now? Who are we? Because two of them will stay. But one thing.
Get out of here, you drunk bum.
Get out.
It's gone.
Gotta go. As hosted by the Antoine Terrell. Good morning. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
So we're going to play one gotta go today. We normally have four, but today we're going to do three different things.
So just three things.
I'm going to give them all to you. You have to make one of them and everything that they include disappear forever.
Okay. So you don't get to have this anymore.
Nope.
Two of them get to stay, but one thing is gotta go. And what's our category today?
It's companies.
Ooh.
Specifically, companies that I feel run the world.
Okay, so companies that give us the stuff that we like.
Exactly.
Oh my God, and we're gonna have to get rid of something we like, Monica.
Okay. Well, we got to.
All right.
One has to go.
So the first company that I think is in control of the world is Disney. So that's all these Disney movies. That's Disney World, Disneyland. That's ABC, ESPN, they all owned by Disney. Walt Disney, gone.
Yeah, that's all of those things. Now, you have to remember, Disney, so they are all the Disney movies.
Yep.
They are all the Pixar movies.
Yep.
They are all the Marvel movies.
Yep.
They are all the Star Wars movies.
Yep.
They are everything in the Fox movie studio lineup as well. They own all of that. Yikes.
So Disney.
Okay, that's going to be a tough one to get rid of.
The next one, Apple.
Oh.
All right. Well, Disney so far is losing. I'm going to tell you that.
Apple, so that's phones, all technology, everything. That means you have to come over to the side of Android.
Oh, God. Because
you get rid of Apple.
Yep. And it's already half our audience going, that's easy. Apple, they suck.
Fine. And our third company, which you guys supported recently.
Oh.
Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon.
I knew Amazon was going to have to be in there somewhere.
Amazon.
So Amazon, Apple, and Disney.
And Disney. One of those companies has to go.
Disney. Going Disney.
You're going Disney.
I'm going to go Disney.
Disney?
The movies and everything else has to go. I love them, but.
But what about with the, like, entertaining your children?
Yes. And you have to.
They have to play outside.
All right, now that's just stupid talk.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Let's not be crazy.
Oh man, you love, but Monica, you love Disney.
Yeah.
But you love Apple Amazon. Amazon is just shipping. You can go to like the retailer's website and just, it take 2 weeks for it to get there, but you'll still get it.
You could go to the store.
Yeah, you can go out and buy it.
Man.
Disney, huh?
Now.
Could go to the store. That is correct.
This is tough because, I mean, I'm not even a big superhero movie person. But the problem when you get rid of Disney
is everything
is you lose all of those things and there's no replacement.
No.
Okay. Apple, you get rid of Apple, you think, okay, fine, I guess I'll get a Droid phone.
Oh, and I'll deal.
Oh my God, the Fire tablets are the worst. They are the worst. I had one. I hated them so much.
They are not user friendly.
And then Amazon, you think, okay, well, I could go to the store.
I know, because I'm thinking with Amazon, I'd rather, when it comes to shopping, I trust the stores because I want to know that it fits or whatever. Amazon, you don't know.
But if it's closed, but what if it's technology?
I know.
Technology, you know that's going to work. Just shows up. You don't have to worry about packaging your car, like putting the TV in the car. Just delivers right there to you one day.
I think I got to keep Disney, even though it's sort of, it's frivolous in a lot of ways because it's all entertainment based.
It's probably Amazon, right?
I think it's Amazon. I'm getting rid of Amazon.
It's Apple for me.
Well, of course it is.
MacBook Pro right here in front of you guys.
What are you going to do without that? How are you going to edit videos for the show?
I don't know.
Are you going to get a Fire tablet? You ever use one of those things?
iPads, too. iPads.
Oh my God, you might as well use an Etch-A-Sketch. It's horrible. They're terrible.
Crap.
You're going to have to draw the show.
But that one day shit, I'm going to draw the show.
Like a cartoonist. They're going to be like, you know.
Like an Etch-A-Sketch?
Yeah, but you're going to have to do it. You have to draw the show.
Oh, my God. And it's going to be so inconvenient for us, too, Monica, because we're going to have to do stop motion all the time for Antoine to do it.
He's
going
to have to do a little booklet so you can flip the pages real fast. So
are you saying that a world without Apple is a world
that's
with Etch-A-Sketch.
Yep. Uh-huh. A Morning Thang flipbook. that's right. What we have. Come to the Amazon side, Antoine. Do it.
Gather around,
kids.
Oh,
man.
Uh-huh.
God, it's so convenient.
Yeah, so now what are you going to do?
Amazon will save me money. It will save me a lot of money if I don't have that one-day shipping.
The drawing is going to save me a lot of time.
All right, you guys brought me over. All right. Amazon. You guys brought me over.
There it is.
It's Amazon.
It was a flipbook.
How we dragged a droid person over here, but we threatened him with flipbooks and stencils is what it is.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.